The Living Word 130. Hi, this is Craig Patchett from Godcast.org with the Living Word number 130. Today's show is a review of the past week's shows and the verses we discussed together. The week started with show number 124 in Matthew 3:8 from the NLT, in which Jesus emphasizes the need to live a godly life. Prove by the way you live that you have really turned from your sins and turned to God. In show number 125, we looked at Psalm 19:1 from the NIV, and one more way in which we can marvel at God's majesty. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Keeping our relationship with God simple was the theme for show number 126, and the verse was Micah 6:8 from the New King James. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? In show number 127, we saw how God is with us as we face life's challenges. Joshua 1:9 from the NIV explained, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." In show number 128, Galatians 6:7 from the New King James reminded us that our destiny is in our own hands. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." And finally, show number 129 looked at Revelation 3:20 from the King James, a verse that reminds us that the only obstacles between us and God are the ones we place there. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." And that wraps it up for this week's review. Thanks for listening. This is Craig Patchett, and you can reach me at livingword@godcast.org or on the web at www.godcast.org. Until next time, remember to hide God's word in your heart so it becomes a living part of you. God bless you.